entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers, the radio show where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I got plenty of all of that. And with me, as always, is my co-host and my best friend and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lynn.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood today.
It's a great day in the neighborhood. And we had a nice week. We did Fox News. That was kind of cool.
Well, you did. I recorded.
And yeah, I'm going to be back twice in January, so that's kind of cool.
And we saw It's a Lovely Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh, yes. We went to see the Mr. Rogers movie. I liked it, there was some sad stuff there and I was in that kind of sad mood that day. Sometimes that's just what you need. So with us today we have two special guests. We have my friend Sally Marvin from the Sunshine Senior Center. Welcome.
Thank you, Linda.
And we also have my new friend Debbie Jones. Jonas from Voices of Hope for Aphasia, and we're going to chat with them in a little bit. First, I want to say a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Daniel in Clearwater, Bob in Orlando, and Linda in Pennsylvania. Like I always say, there's plenty of room around the Caregivers Connecting Caregivers radio table for guests and friends and listeners.
So welcome.
We're very lucky that not just being live, we're on YouTube and iTunes and I don't know, we're everywhere. But you have the opportunity to tune in wherever you want. But today, you know, I'm starting to feel a little bit like the Christmas spirit. And I introduced this song last year. This song is written by Peter Campanella, who is kind of related to me. And he lives Long Island, New York, where I'm from. He plays 5 instruments on this song. He wrote the song, and he sings it. So, You and the Christmas Tree, here we go. Song, so go, you can get it on Apple iTunes and Spotify and all those digital things. It just gives me that Christmas feeling. I got two other things I want to talk about before we start speaking to our guests. So this morning I'm in Walmart and I had to be at the customer service desk for an issue with something, and it was taking quite a while, and there was a gentleman next to me and he was waiting too, and it was taking quite a while, and neither of us were too happy, but we just started chatting. You know, let's just chill. What are you going to do? Nobody's doing this on purpose. It's somebody's fault. And we were just having, he's this big old tattoo, big guy. And we were just yakking and everything. And as we're standing there, you know, we're just watching all the different people. And you see where the cash registers are, where you check yourself out. And I see what I assume is a mom, a daughter, and a grandson. So I'm thinking like 70, 50, and 25, you know, whatever. And you see that the grandma is like struggling, pushing the cart. And then the daughter says, well, I'm just going to go out. I'm going to get the car, pull the car up front so you don't have to go so far. Johnny, you just help grandma. Well, grandma doesn't know what she's doing at the self-checkout thing. I don't know what I'm doing at the self-checkout thing. So he finally gets her to do one thing. And then he goes, oh, I'm going to go get something else. I'll be right back. And she's standing there, has no idea what she's doing. Now, I don't know if she had dementia, she's just a senior, you know, whatever it is. She has no idea what she's doing.
Just to being a senior, they don't, yeah, it's hard for
them. I don't like to go to those.
Oh, I do.
New technology.
Oh, you do, I don't. So, anyway, all of a sudden you see this nice young man come over and he starts helping her, and then he puts his hand in her pocketbook.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, the guy next to me sprints over to this guy and he goes,
put it back or I'm putting you down.
Oh, good for him.
I put it back and ran out of the store.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. You know, and then the grandson comes back and he's upset and the daughter comes. Well, you left her there by herself.
Yeah.
You left her there by herself. Not even if you just left her there standing with the cart with her pocketbook zipped up and not having to be trying to do something, but she was distracted. She was uncomfortable. Confused. So please.
It's something new, you know. It's very different. Do you remember? You wouldn't remember, but we used to go to the grocery store and they plugged in the prices on every item.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go to the one when they scanned it. I went to a different store. I thought, they're cheating me. Isn't that crazy? It used to take forever.
Yeah. Yep. But see, sometimes please pay a little bit more attention to the condition that your loved one is. You know, I just knew with my mom, I took her to Sam's Club one day, just like I always did all the time. We're up near the cash register. I forget something. I said, just wait here for me. I'll be right back. I ran up. I came back. She was gone. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find her for like 20 minutes. I finally find her, and she's sitting by the drug department on a chair crying. Well, that's when I knew I could never sprint back to the back of the store again and leave her.
Well, hopefully those people today learned their lesson.
Yeah, I hope and I hope I...
But sometimes you don't know.
If you're listening.
You know, our parents are our rocks for so long, and then it's hard for us to realize when it's time for us to step up and be the rock for them.
Yeah, yeah, my daughter thinks I'm 35.
Yeah.
Mom, you can't climb the mountain today? I'm like, I can, but it's going to take me a little bit longer. All right, so two other things I want to say. You know the wonderful cards I have that says the person I'm with has Alzheimer's and dementia, which makes it difficult for them to find the right words and understand what has been said. Thank you for your patience. I have tons of these. If you want some, just contact me at lindaburhans.com. Two success stories this morning. The first woman called me from
British Columbia.
And she said, it took about a month for the cards to get there, Linda, but I'm so happy that the cards came. They really helped with my husband. It was very nice of you to send them. I don't even know you. It's okay. I do know you. You're a caregiver. So if anybody needs them, please feel free. Another woman called me and said she recently moved to Florida from New Jersey. And she lives in a mobile home park, and her husband and her sit out a lot. And new neighbors are coming up that they don't know yet, and her husband has dementia. And sometimes he says things that are really inappropriate. So she took the cards and she put his name on them, Frank. And Frank always used to hand out of his business cards. So now every time a new neighbor comes over, she says, Frank, give them one of your cards. And Frank gives them the card. So that's very cool. So if you need any of these, just let me know. Okay, boy, I'm a mouthful, huh?
Yeah.
So, Sally, we're so happy that you're here today. I love the Sunshine Center.
Thank you.
I love going down there just to see the banyan trees.
I know, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, it's just so gorgeous. And you've been with them a long time, right?
28 years.
28.
Wow.
Started when my daughter was just a baby, and now she's a doctor.
So, That's so cool.
It's been a long time there. She had all kinds of adopted grandmas there. She had the dollar grandma who would give her a dollar every time she saw her. And another one would make her twirly skirts because that's all she would wear when she was like 2 to 4. So she made her twirly skirt dresses all the time. So she had the twirly skirt grandma.
I like the dollar grandma.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Sunshine Center. You know, we have so many good resources in Pinellas County that people just don't know about.
Right.
They just don't know about.
The Sunshine Center is a senior center, which doesn't mean that it's just filled with old people who can't do anything. What it means is if you are at any time contemplating retirement, all the way through that, we are there to help you through that. We have multi-services there, so to help you walk you through all those processes from planning to end. A lot of people plan financially for old age, but they don't plan for wellness for old age, and that's really important to do. And so that's one of the challenges that I have of bringing people in to realize that it's not just what they call old people. Like my former mother-in-law used to say, I don't need the senior center. She was like 82. I don't need a senior center yet. I'm not old enough, but I'm going to come and use the computers. But I don't need a senior center, but I'm going to come for the free counseling.
Did you ever think of changing the title of the place?
Well, that's been going on and on for ages.
I'm just wondering if it's just that senior word.
Yeah, it's the senior word that really keeps them off. And we've heard of enrichment centers, but that doesn't really speak to what they do. You know, we specifically work with people over 50 to keep them happy and healthy throughout their lives. And we think seniors is an honorable title to have.
Sure,
you know,
is.
You're lucky if you made it to be a senior. So celebrate it, you know, and live your life the best that you can now.
And it's just so, I just love spending time with the seniors and having the conversations. You know, we were talking before the show, Lynn and I are going to start a special once a month after the first of the year, and it's just going to be candid conversations with seniors.
Yeah.
Because they have great stuff to talk about.
Other great stories. You're amazed at the stories they told. One guy was a mariner in New England, and would make boats, the old tall ships. He would make those and, you know, scan them down and just play.
Like, who does that?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they're just... amazing the things that they do. I'm sure you can relate to that.
For sure.
So yeah, it's fun.
And not even really seniors, because there's a woman in my support group, so I think, I don't know, her husband's maybe 65, 70, Trisha's, whatever.
Yeah.
He used to be a set designer. He designed sets for the Hunger Games. That was one of his last jobs. But how interesting, and what conversation. I have a little boy that goes and reads to an old man. He has trouble with reading, and so they kind of help each other. And I met him in the supermarket one day, and he's like, Mrs. Borahan, did they have milk boxes outside your house when you were a kid?
Yeah.
But we're going to lose that if we don't speak to our seniors.
You know, you remember Romper Room and Miss June?
Oh, yeah. She
was one of our participants until recently.
I met her once.
Really?
Nice, nice lady.
She just passed away, I think,
she just recently passed. Yeah, she was a sweetheart.
Well, she was 90-something.
Yeah. And I had a guy who grew up in Hollywood, and Zac Efron, the actor, was his grandson. But he knew all the backgrounds of all the movies, so he would come, and we would play an old movie, and then he would tell us all the backstories of all the actors.
That's really
fascinating.
Wow. Well, look who we had lunch with this week. We had lunch with a 95-year-old lady who is so sharp.
Mama Rose. Yep, she's going to be our first interview. She was on the show a couple weeks ago. And she is just hot stuff, I'm telling you. 9 kids she had. She's like this big, but she's in charge. She actually treated Lynn and I to lunch.
She
it was very
did.
Lovely.
It was lovely.
So it was that's one of the perks of this, the people we get to meet and really cool stuff.
Hi, Mama Rose.
So what kind of activities do you have down there?
It'd probably be easier to name what we don't have. I'm telling you, we have about 16 different exercises every week. Most of them are free, and most of our programs are free. Occasionally, like a Tai Chi, or if we have an instructor, like Tai Chi or painting classes.
But it's free. Do they, like, come and register or something?
Yeah,
like,
you come in and sign pretty much a liability waiver, which is free. We put you in our system, and then you can go and do anything.
And you can just go and do anything.
Yeah, we have a fitness center. We have a full-service cafe. We have an exercise room with a super expensive floor that is good for your joints, so there's rubber underneath, so it's better for your joints. We do Zooming for the oldies in there and Caribbean aerobics, so a little bit higher energy. We have an arthritis class specifically trained by the Arthritis Foundation. And when the instructor's not there, we do it on a video, so we never miss a day. That's 5 days a week, and we get probably 20-25 people a day just to do that exercise.
That's very important.
And that's free, but some things cost.
And they tell us that exercise group, in a couple of weeks, their hands are moving more freely, their joints are moving more freely, and they're surprised that that can actually happen, that they can reverse the signs of arthritis.
You have to move to lose.
You got to move it. That's right.
Yeah.
So we really focus on a core strength and just building your strength up so that you can participate in life more fully, because that'll prevent falls. It'll prevent dementia. It'll prevent everything. Ageless Grace is a great one for dementia because she makes you do things backwards and forwards, and it's really hard for me to do it, but you know, if you're working your brain, you know that it's working and those neurons are firing, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, and you said there are some that cost money?
There are some, but they're minimal fees. I think, like, I don't have it in front of me, but like the art class, I think, is $28 a month.
And you gotta buy supplies and stuff.
Bring your own supplies. Tai Chi, I think, is $30 a month, or you can play by the class if you don't feel like going, you know,
all
every
the time,
week. Sometimes you're not having a good day, sometimes you are. Just come on the days you feel good and do the classes. And
how many people do you have in and out of there a day?
About 200 to 250 people, depending on the season.
And that's in St. Pete.
Yeah, and that's downtown St. Pete. And, you know, they call us the best-kept secret. I don't want it to be a secret, because it's a really important thing to have in the city. It's the only senior center in the city. We've been nationally accredited 3 times and working on our 4th one now.
You just won an award, right?
We won an award, the Flo Goldman Award from the Florida Association of Senior Centers, as one of the most distinguished centers in the state of Florida. So we're really proud of our standing. And I guarantee, if you just get off the couch and come into the center, you'll be surprised. From the minute you walk in, and
somebody's gonna go, "Hi, how are you?"
Somebody will say, "Hi, welcome. Let me show you around. Let me give you a tour. What do you like to do? We'll show you the class. We'll bring you to the class and introduce you to people, so you will feel like you belong right away." And you know, a lot of people come in and say, "Well, I don't need to be here and do these classes because I'm really not that kind of a senior." Well, we'll put them to work as a volunteer.
Yes.
And now they're helpful.
Helpers.
And they're doing things. And then next thing you know, they're involved in all kinds of card groups or you name it. So it's a lot of fun to watch people grow. We have a resale shop that has everything in it for really cheap. You can buy I saw a suit on there the other day. It had some kind of famous name on it. It was a four-piece suit with a jacket, a skirt, pants, and a top for $3.
Oh, God.
And it had tags still on it. So, I mean, yeah, some great stuff in the resale shop. And those funds go directly to benefit our seniors.
Yeah, and probably a lot of those seniors, if they didn't come there during the day, they would be alone.
Yes.
They would be. I mean, some have families, but some don't.
Right. And you get so in the habit of sitting home and watching TV. You know, oh,
you
wait,
can go there and see the Christmas decorations and hang out. And
yes, and help us decorate for Christmas. We're ready to do that next week. So come on down and help us decorate. We love that. And we do little crafts for Christmas and all kinds of fun things.
Do you ever go on any kind of trips?
We have day trips every week, every Thursday.
So
usually.
Tell me about those. Oh, that's why it's closed on Thursdays.
Yeah, no, we're closed because we have City Hall there now on Thursdays because Hall is being renovated. So they've kind of took over our auditorium, which seats 135 people. So we do a lot of things in there, but with City Hall there, we can't. So we've managed to move things around, as Debbie knows. She's had to give up spaces now and then for moving around. But what was your question?
Day trip.
Where do you go on day trip?
Okay. We just went to, they're going to the Ringling, not the museum, but the Ringling Museum, Mabel and
I know, in Sarasota. You know.
Yeah. They're going down to Sarasota. They've been to the James Museum, and then they went to Dats for lunch. And there's usually a lunch involved.
That's nice.
And we go all over the place from Sarasota to Tampa. Yeah. We have a 14-passenger
van. I'm getting there, kid.
And, you know, another thing is that we have a fee waiver program. So if you're over 65 and you're low income, bring me your Social Security statement. I'll put you on a fee. You can go to all the day trips. You can join any class you want for free.
Do you hear that?
All of those things for free. So we definitely want you to come in and join for that. Don't let money hinder you. Just come on in. Socialize. You'll be surprised at how much better you feel when you just talk to somebody.
And so many people that are listening to this show, even if it's not applicable to you, you might know your neighbor that's just been sitting home by themselves. Maybe you can just encourage them. Maybe you could just take them for a ride there one day and check it out. Because sometimes they just get stuck. Yeah. You know, a spouse will die and the other one's just in the house by themselves. They don't know how to reach out. Yeah. And that's what I want you to do, especially for the holidays. Even if you can't get them to go to the senior center, invite them over to your house or just go over and do some things with them. Because we have a lot of lonely people here that we don't even think about.
At Christmas, we're going to have a big sing-along with Artie Cat, who does acoustic guitar. He knows all the good oldies. And so we're going to have a Christmas carol with Wassel and all kinds of appetizers. And it's $3. And you come and you'll get gifts to go home with and everything. Tickets are on sale Monday. So,
and everybody loves music.
Yes.
You know, I was speaking to this woman recently, and she's 92, I think she is. And we were talking about holidays and traditions and everything. She said, my favorite thing from the holidays was Christmas caroling.
Yes, sure.
She goes, I loved going around to the, you know, they don't do that anymore. Yeah. Not too, maybe some places up north, maybe, I don't know. Down here.
Well, we have
really.
A chorus, and last year they did go out caroling. So they went to a couple different nursing homes and actually did their carols to them. But we do have a chorus, and that's free to join. So come and join the chorus, or our drama group is putting on a holiday play as well.
Are they?
They write their own plays.
Boy, you're busy,
them,
so. Busy down there.
Yeah, you name it. If you have an interest, we'll get you into something.
The calendar is always full and amazing.
Yep.
And to me, the biggest thing is that sense of community. You walk through the door and everybody is happy to see you.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a friend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody wants to feel accepted.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And everybody's in the same boat as you are. So don't go in there thinking, God, I'm all wrinkled now, or I'm fat, or, you know, my makeup doesn't look good or like it used to, but we don't care. I sing karaoke and I can't sing. And that's because everybody is so welcoming and they just love it. Ronnie and I sing, and they call us the Sunshine Sisters. So where's the Sunshine Sisters? We need them to sing. So we'll get up there and sing, even though they enjoy it.
Yeah,
fun, you know, just kick your heels up.
So you must have some people that have been there for a long time.
Volunteers or?
Yeah, or either or.
Sure. We have a lot. Millie is a good example of one. She came to us with her husband, Dewey, at first. And Dewey was in the band, and Millie led the band and sang. Well, Dewey's health really rapidly declined, and so at the time we had an adult daycare on site, and so he went to adult daycare while she was able to still participate in chorus and the band and work as a volunteer. So then when the respite closed, she had to take care of him a little more, and she wasn't able to come. He passed. She came right back to the center because she knew she was alone now, and she had to get out. So she came back, started doing the same things that she enjoyed before, met Richard Breedlove maybe 4 or 5 years later, and they got married. I was the maid of honor. They got married right there at the Sunshine Center.
Lenny, there's hope
and
for us.
Awesome. Yeah. Yep, yep. And those are the kind of stories we like to hear.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then the Marriott gave them a free overnight stay at their hotel at Marriott Courtyard downtown.
Very nice.
That was nice little stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. So it doesn't cost anything to join, though. You just come down and you just register. Tell everybody what the address is.
The address is 330 5th Street North. It's right by the Coliseum and Mirror Lake Library.
Downtown. Oh, it's so lovely down there, too.
Shuffleboard courts. Yep, we're right in that area.
Yeah, my Kiwanis was there a couple of weeks ago playing at those shuffleboard courts. Yeah. But I was out of town. I kind of missed it. But that's always a fun thing to do. And the weather's always so good. All right, don't go away. We're going to hear from our wonderful partners right now. Because you know the story. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So we'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved. And I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on, and they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So if somebody asks you if they need to help you, just say yes and give them something to do. You know, after my mom passed away, I was in the supermarket one day, and I met a woman, and she said to me, how you doing, Linda? And I said, I'm okay. And she said, Linda, I'm sick of hearing that from you. She said, I have to tell you that when you took care of your mother, you stole my joy. And I said, I did what? And she said, I could see you swimming in quicksand, and every time I offered to help you, you said no. So don't steal your friend's joy. If that's the only way I can get you guys to get some help, is to tell you to do it that way. But don't, and if you are the neighbor, the sister, the friend that wants to do something for the caregiver, sometimes it makes it more difficult for them if you say, what can I do for you? They got enough to think about. Now they got to think about what you could do for them. Just do something for them. Just like when you go to the dollar store, buy a whole bunch more extra Christmas bags and some stuff and just bring it over their house, you know, or just bring over some dinner, or just call them up and say, I'm coming over at 3:00 and I'm going to play checkers with your dad and you need to go for a walk. And most of the time the caregiver's going to go, okay, I'll do that. So please, caregivers, people want to help you. It takes a village. So, Debbie, let's talk a little bit about Voices of Aphasia, which I tell you I really didn't know a lot about, and there's probably a ton that I still need to learn. So tell us a little bit about yourself and explain to our listeners what aphasia is.
Sure, and you're not alone. Unfortunately, aphasia is a very common condition, but not very many people know about it. Just, in fact, right here in Pinellas County, there's over 7,000 people living with aphasia.
Wow.
There are neighbors, our friends, anybody that we run into. There's 7,000 of them. Aphasia is a language disorder that happens after stroke or another brain injury, and it affects the four components of language. Speech is the one that's most obvious, but understanding spoken language and reading and writing. But it doesn't impact intelligence. As I was telling you, Lynn, earlier, if you can imagine being dropped into a country where you don't speak the language, you're no less intelligent, but your ability to get information in and to get your message out is impaired. That's what it's like to live with aphasia. And the other thing about aphasia that makes it difficult is that there's a wide variety of types of aphasia, severities of aphasia.
Like dementia,
like dementia,
you need
exactly.
to get a diagnosis.
Right, right. And that label doesn't really describe what's happening. I think Sally can probably say our members present in very many different ways. Mm-hmm. So that may make it a little bit difficult to even know what it is. There's at least 2.5 million people in the United States living with aphasia, but so few resources exist for it.
What causes it?
Primarily stroke, but any injury to the brain, a car accident, gunshot wound, Gabby Giffords has aphasia, that impacts the, for most of us, our language is processed on the left side of our brain. So if anything happens to the left side, it could damage your language.
I didn't know center. Gabby Gifford. She speaks, though, doesn't she?
After a lot of therapy, she does. And she struggles. Every day she struggles, but she has aphasia.
Wow. And probably some is worse than others, depending.
Exactly, yep.
And then it's going to depend on how much help they get.
It depends on the size of the stroke, the severity of the stroke. It depends on the location of the stroke, how much time passed before they got help. Age can impact also the recovery. And then, of course, how much speech therapy that you get. But then also, and this is where Voices of Hope for Aphasia comes in, how much participation and continuing in participating and contributing and conversing that you get. If you're sitting at home in front of the television,
you're not talking to anybody.
You're not talking to anybody. It's not going to get better. It will get worse. Use right. it or lose it.
It must be very hard to push yourself to go out there and show that you have aphasia and hope that you get some understanding.
And yeah, absolutely.
And they can understand TV?
So television has a lot of different clues.
Because we hardly watch it ourselves, you know. We just, it's just there.
Yeah, it's just there. But so it's not just the language that's coming
okay.
in. We get the visual, we get the music, we get,
I got
you know, facial expressions. They're probably not getting
all of it.
All
right.
of it like they did before, but there's some clues. But it's one way, mm-hmm. you know, you're
yes.
listening to it. You're not conversing mm-hmm. with a television that,
right.
but.
So sometimes I do when it's out of line.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
There are some things we do that yeah. other people don't.
Or a terrible soccer match or something like
yeah.
that. Yelling back at the TV. But,
so,
yeah.
So how did Voices of Hope for Aphasia start?
So because there are so few resources for people with aphasia, once speech therapy ends, there's not very much that you are able to do and continue to participate. And our founders, Mike and Kathy Caputo, were lucky to be living in New Jersey where the Adler Aphasia Center existed, and they got to participate. They moved down to Florida and said, oh goodness, other than speech therapists and the clinic at USF in Tampa, there's nothing. There's nothing. So they started this community for people with aphasia to come and get support. We started with a support group for caregivers and for people with aphasia. But then we started what the core of our program is activities, like an aphasia book club, a garden club that we started at the Sunshine Center, any current events, anything that will engage people with aphasia in something that they have interest in. And we meet weekly. We now have programming Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. In St. Pete
also
and
at the Sunshine
Dunedin.
Center?
Monday and Wednesday are at the Sunshine Center. Tuesdays we're at the library right across the street from the Sunshine Center. And then on Thursdays we are up here in Dunedin at the Hale Senior Center.
Okay. Okay. And so how do people get involved if they want to get involved?
Well, they can call me. Our phone number 727-249-1953 or our website so you can take a peek at what
yeah.
we're doing, which is VOH, like Voices of Hope Aphasia, APHASIA.org.
And all this information will be on my website too, so if you didn't get to write that
Thank
down,
you,
don't
Linda.
Worry about it. So what kind of programs do you offer for caregivers?
So we are very aware that having a language disorder like aphasia does not just impact a person with aphasia. It impacts
right.
the
yes.
whole family. Having a stroke with all the physical limitations, and then on top of it, if you have aphasia, the person who is helping
is exhausted,
has a lot of very unique
issues
that are different than just a caregiver for somebody with a stroke. Certainly that's a heavy burden as well, but then on top of it, if there's a language disorder, it's even more. So we provide a support group. It meets twice monthly in St. Pete and once monthly in Dunedin for the family members and the friends to come and support each other in this very unique way. And then also what we've been doing down in the Sunshine Center is a Hot Topics support group. So we invite an expert in their field to come, and they're sort of locked in the room with our caregivers to answer all of their questions. So we've had, for example, a rehab doctor that came and
yeah.
was in the room, an elder affairs attorney, the Medicare expert from the Sunshine Center, from Shine, who has his office in the Sunshine Center, came. And they just sit and answer our caregivers' questions. And, you know, the doctor's not rushing out because he has another patient. He has, you know, right. sitting right there.
Right, that's wonderful.
We have...
Well, if you ever need anybody to speak about caring for the caregiver, well, I'll come visit.
Absolutely, we would love to have you, Linda. Yeah. I don't know if you know that you just signed yourself up.
That's right. Check.
And then, if I may,
yes.
one last thing that is certainly worth mentioning as well for the caregivers and for the people with aphasia is a social outlet. Monthly, we have our first Friday lunch where all the families go. I don't attend. The staff doesn't attend, so we're not. It's not a
business
contrived
thing, right?
Activity-based thing. They just go, and they coordinate it. They go themselves, and they just... are having lunch in a safe environment, maybe the private room, and help each other.
A little normal part of the day.
A normal part of the day.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what happens if I find out that my neighbor has aphasia? I want to go over and I want to visit her.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Yeah, that's a good question. The number one thing I would say is just to have patience. Give them time to communicate.
Don't rush it.
Don't rush it, yep. And make space. When we're talking, we jump in easily, quickly.
Oh, yeah, you and I.
Mm-hmm. Right? And it's so quick. A person with aphasia takes a long time to... They have the idea. They know what they want to say, but they have to figure out the words that they want to say, put them in the right order, figure out the sounds that they want to say to make those words. It takes a long time.
Imagine doing all that work in your head and then having somebody fill it in for you. It's like...
Yeah.
Exactly. And maybe you're filling in correctly, and mm-hmm. it saves them. But some, if you're filling in incorrectly, or you're just even cutting them off,
uh-huh.
it takes that power away and that opportunity to speak.
Don't fill in
for
the
themselves.
Words. Take
unless,
the time.
Yeah,
unless,
take your time.
Unless it's been a half hour. No.
Unless you can see that they're struggling. My approach is to ask if they want my help.
Okay.
But if I see in their eyes that they're looking to be bailed out, then
right.
I will help.
Right.
Another important thing to do is that, to like we were talking about the television, having multiple inputs will help. So when you're speaking with somebody with aphasia, make sure that you're making eye contact. Eliminate any background noise.
Be at their level.
Yeah, yeah. And then write down keywords. Can also be helpful. If they have difficulty getting the message in, if you give them the topic written down, now they can read. Most of them will be able to recognize one or two words if they're no longer able to read a full sentence. But to have the topic, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. Write down the word Thanksgiving. So now I'm in a context. Now I can pick up the rest
right.
of the clues to put together the information.
Now someone with aphasia, and I'm I don't want to ask questions that sound like I are stupid or
oh,
not.
Oh, please, there's
but
no
there
stupid
are none,
question
but,
on this one.
So
yeah.
Can they still play games? Like, can they still do stuff? Like, is that good for them? Should I go over if my neighbor has aphasia and say maybe we should play checkers instead of watch TV together or something?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would say, do you like to play checkers? Because if they don't,
right.
none of us wants to play
yeah.
checkers if we don't like playing checkers. But
right.
absolutely. All of that is intact. The personality, sense of humor, memories, all of it is there. Interests. That's what Voices of Hope is there for, to make sure that they are supported in their interests. But absolutely, yeah.
You know, when my dad first had his strokes, and I don't know if some of it was aphasia, if he called it that or what, but he couldn't speak clearly anymore, and he had, you know, a really tough time. And my dad was, I always say my dad's middle name was Jack Daniels. Not really, but, you know. But he was a very social man
mm-hmm.
that was always out and telling jokes and this and that. He was also in the printing business. So he had all his jokes printed on business cards. So he could still hand them out and still communicate kind of thing. And I remember one time my dad was in the hospital and he was going to be having surgery the next day at the VA in Manhattan. And my stepmother's there and the doctor comes in, he's so serious. And my stepmother says, oh, doctor, I have to show you my husband's stool sample. And the doctor goes, I didn't ask for a stool sample. Oh, yes, I have it right here in the drawer for you. And he's looking at her like she's out of her mind. And she opens up the drawer and she's got the plastic thing, and she opens it up, and there's a little wooden Barbie doll stool in there. And the doctor just started laughing, and my dad was like, you want your surgeon to be happy.
Yeah.
You know? You don't want an angry...
Yes.
But, you know, they learned ways.
Yeah.
So it must have been a type of aphasia then, yeah. Right?
They could very possibly have had aphasia. 40% of strokes will result in aphasia. Some of them resolve quickly, but for chronic aphasia, it
Yeah, well, you know there. Heidi. Heidi did a lot of speech therapy with him. They did a lot of PT. Yeah, they did a lot of, you know, she was always, what's the next thing? What's
and
that?
I didn't understand. Yeah. You know? Him on the phone. And
it's hard on the
villain.
Phone. It was hard on the phone. But I think, too, it seemed like this way with my dad. The things that he was familiar with, we could have that conversation easier. You
yes.
know, if we're always talking about something that he's very familiar with, then I think it was yeah. easier.
Then I wonder, aren't you cheating him out of learning something new or getting those neurons to start firing because you're not...
Yeah.
And one thing I like about our partnership with Voices of Hope and the Sunshine Center is that when Voices of Hope first started coming to our center, the people in the group kind of stuck to themselves and they didn't interact very much. And now they're getting to know people there and the people there are getting to know them and they can interact a lot better. They'll actually come up to the cafe counter now and order what they want. And the people behind the counter are so used to it, they'll understand what they're talking about.
That's awesome.
I had a lady who came in, she said, I didn't understand her, but she said, I want bacon. And we said, okay, how many pieces would you like? 10. You want 10 pieces of bacon? Yes, 10. I said, 10 pieces of bacon? All right, I said to the lady behind the counter, they want 10 pieces. No, she wants 2 pieces of bacon. She's telling you that there's 10 people in her group, and she wants 2 pieces for herself, or something like that. And I was like,
she
oh, my
knows.
Gosh.
Right.
You understood it. So it makes the people with aphasia feel much more comfortable that, okay, I'm in the public, and they're understanding me now.
Yeah, because yeah, you know, everybody yeah. wants to fit in.
Yeah.
Because I could see... God forbid, if that was me, I wouldn't want to come out of the house.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's your father, because he was a chatter, too.
Yeah, it's just so difficult. You could imagine, and you can imagine how easily they could fall into that depression and their caregiver sure. and the whole family.
Yeah. Sure. Depression there's a high risk of depression sure. for people with aphasia. Higher than stroke without aphasia. It's devastating.
It's so frustrating.
But we're such a verbal community. We're such a, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But
I used to have one couple that I just absolutely love, and I'm not going to say their names, but the lady has aphasia, and her husband has been a stalwart caregiver and very involved in the Voices of Hope. Mm-hmm. But only thing she could say is ba. And she said, ba, 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 ba. And I know when she's in the building because you hear her coming down the hall, ba, ba, ba. And you're like, oh, good morning. How you doing today? You know, it's a great day. Ba, 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 ba. And she'll bring us plants that she's planted, so proud. And you can see it in her face. And you just kind of understand what she's saying by how she presents it. Mm-hmm. And so I think she's gotten a lot happier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's other people outside, just her husband and her, that understand.
Yeah.
And it makes a huge difference.
And speech is not the only way that we communicate. She's a prime example of... Communication can come in many different forms, inflection, gesturing, everything.
Right.
And she communicates very effectively.
Yep.
I wouldn't
you know
say
when
that
she's
100%
mad
with you.
She has no temper tantrums. And then she's like, bah, bah, bah. And then you know,
I didn't get it right.
Yeah. So what were you saying, Debbie, earlier about younger people now?
Yes, unfortunately, it's strokes... In general, the incidence of stroke is decreasing, thankfully, because of education. We're trying to eat healthier and paying attention to stroke. However, the incidence of stroke in younger people under the age of 50 is increasing.
Wow.
Lifestyle choices, stress, but just it's happening.
It's very stressful.
We're grateful to be housed at the Sunshine Center, but we also have people who are 27, 35, I think our youngest is 24. So it's happening across the spectrum. And, you know, you don't expect to be living with something like that.
No.
From age 24.
No. So, you know, that makes me... I'm glad that we have that conversation because many people may think it's only my senior with aphasia that can have help and there's only help for them. So I'm glad that we need to hear from our wonderful partners and we'll be right
back.
So don't go away. We'll be right back with Connecting Caregivers.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Off. No, we're not off. That means that you have to get a pen and paper because you know what that means. Lynn has good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
On December 4th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., with registration at 9:30 a.m. at Arden Courts in Largo, is a free dementia seminar with guest speaker Mary Jane Cronin, who will talk about how dementia affects the holidays. Please RSVP to 727-559-8411.
Yeah, there's still some room for that, and it's a really good thing. It's close. It's December 4th. It's far enough before the holiday. Go there. Just get a little good advice.
And then on Wednesday, December 11th, from 6 to 8 p.m., Seasons Hospice and Palliative Care is having an open house at their new hospice inpatient center in Dunedin. Refreshments and hors d'oeuvres will be served. RSVP to Tammy Fisher at tafisher@seasons.org.
And this is good because a lot of people don't know about the new Seasons Hospice. Well, they're not brand new. They've been around almost 2 years now. But we have Empath Hospice and we have Seasons Hospice. They're both awesome. Actually, I'm on the board of Seasons Hospice.
Oh, it makes it more awesome.
So go there and just check that out because there are many things that you're available that you don't even and know about. My husband is failing, but we're going to go there in a couple of weeks, and they're going to make a bust of both of our hands, holding hands, so that we'll always have our hand. I'll always have his hand. Mm-hmm. So think about it. There's some good stuff.
All right. And if you have an incontinence issue and cannot afford the supplies you need, you can call the helpline for Diapers for Dignity at 727-217-8111.
You can also call the Sunshine Center for the same supplies at 727-893-7101.
That is very cool. That was very cool.
Add that.
And we take donations for them. If you have any leftover from a loved one who's passed on or doesn't like them, please pass on the leftovers to us.
I got to tell you, this lady, her husband passed away. She contacts, remember Sherry McKee?
Uh-huh.
Sherry, she tells Sherry, she's got a ton of diapers. So Sherry calls me, Linda, will you go get the diapers? Yeah, I'll go get the diapers. I go to pick him up. She lives on the second floor. She's throwing him off the balcony. And these big boxes, they're too heavy, she's telling me.
Oh,
they're not going to break. You know, I'm like, okay. It's raining diapers.
That's right.
But, yeah, because why waste them? You don't want to be throwing that stuff away. They're very expensive. So if you have that kind of stuff that's laying around, you know, even like my grandson, he had his wound vac supplies. They always give them extra stuff. You know, we bring it to the Disability Achievement Center or somewhere. Don't throw that stuff out, please.
That's right.
You always know I'm full of resources, and if I don't, I know a few other things too. If I don't know an answer, though, I will find an answer for you, because I'm very blessed to be surrounded by professionals in this community that really want to make a difference. We're going to come back to you guys one more time, but I just want to remind you to enter the caregiver contest. So you go to lindaburhans.com. Just fill out the short form. It's a little teeny short form. And nominate someone as a caregiver. And what we do is, when we first started the contest 3 years ago, we thought, oh, we're going to have a panel to pick a winner. Every single one is a winner.
Yeah.
So we just put them all in a hat, and we pick one out. Every person that gets nominated gets a little something in the mail. But the main winner gets 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts, Maria's Adult Daycare, or Assisting Hands Home Care. They get to choose what's best for them.
What a great
and they
gift.
get a massage and a facial and a haircut and a dinner and whatever swag people give us. You know, they give us all sorts of wonderful things. So we'll be having the winner of the contest will be not next Saturday, the Saturday after. So
the
you
14th.
Have yeah, you have one more week to get in the contest. And please don't, everybody goes, yeah, I'm going to do it, and they don't do it.
Yeah.
Takes 2 minutes, just do it.
Caregiver of my cat, can I join?
There you go.
Well, you know what happens too? When the person comes on the show, they're like so overwhelmed that someone thought about the caregiver. Mm. And I remember that the one lady came on one time, she goes, do I have to do it all in one day? I'm like, no! This is not to stress you. But the other ones, you know, even if they don't win and we just send them a journal or we send them something, they're just touched that somebody cares about them. Because
they're not alone.
No, we always ask, how is your loved one? We don't always ask, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
And the caregiver's not going to ever tell you how they are. They're not going to tell you that they're told. Well, sometimes they tell you they're exhausted, but it's usually when they're on their last edge.
My husband used to get mad if anyone asked how I was. Oh. She's not sick.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Right. Right. Doesn't affect us at all.
No.
It's all the different kinds of personalities. Okay. Last thing you want to say to caregivers and your contact info again.
Oh, please don't hesitate to come down and see us. We'd love to give you a tour of our center. We're at 330 5th Street North, downtown St. Pete. Our phone number is 727-893-7101. We hope to see you soon.
And all the information will be on my website. Debbie.
And for us, look us up. Do a Google search of aphasia. Learn what aphasia is so that we, as a community, grow in awareness. And then give us a call if you have a family member or you need help with somebody in your family that has aphasia or has a communication disorder. Give us a call also, 727-249-1953, or on our website.
And all that information will be on my website too. And just think about it. If you're listening to this show and your mom or your dad has aphasia, but neither of them are really dealing with it, maybe you need to be the person that needs to step out. Maybe you need to go down and see Debbie and talk to some people on how you can encourage them.
Yeah.
Because like I say, you can get stuck in that little rut where you just stay in home and you're not, you know, you're not communicating, you're not living, you're not doing anything. And then when you tell us some of the stories of the people that come down, that you can see that. It's so joyful when you see that.
Yeah.
When you see somebody, you know, just people, we all want to fit in. We all want to be loved. We all want to be cared for. And one more thing during the holidays, I'm telling you guys, just sit down with your loved one and touch them. Just hold their hand. Just rub their arm. They don't get touched that often. They don't get that kind of stuff. And human beings, we really need that a lot. All right, I'm off my soapbox. Tune in next week for Connecting Caregivers Radio. I know how precious your time is. I'm glad that you're here today. I really appreciate you. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Yay. Dark and full of clouds. And that old north wind should look in the blow. Keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again.
spring, summer, or fall. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.